And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of October 23rd. Robert Big Sonny Edwards died October 15th at his Philadelphia home as a result of a sudden heart attack at age 74. One of the original members of the Intruders. Brian Edwards, the vocalist and bass player in Mash McCann, died October 20th of an apparent heart attack in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. As the Years Go By was a big hit worldwide, especially in Japan, where it sold over a million copies, leading to a Beatlemania-like tour. Phil Chess, the co-founder of Chess Records in 1950, along with his brother Leonard, died at the age of 95 years old. They signed artists such as Bo Diddley, John Lee Hooker, rather, Etta James, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Chuck Berry, and so many more. J. Frank Wilson was injured, and the producer of the song Last Kiss was killed in a head-on car crash in Lima, Ohio, this week in 1964. In 1968, Elvis Presley's movie Live a Little, Love a Little was released. The Road, John Fogerty's ex-label sued him for self-plagiarism. They claimed that his song The Old Man Down the Road was too similar to Run Through the Jungle, as recorded by Creedence Clearwater Revival, which of course was John Fogerty's group. He eventually won the legal contest. Guinness named Paul McCartney the best-selling composer and artist in music history this week in 1979. In 1964, The Tammy Show, the Teenage Music International Show, was filmed in Santa Barbara, in the California Civic Center Auditorium with Jan and Dean, Rolling Stones, Leslie Gore, Chuck Berry, The Beach Boys, Supremes, and so many others. The movie version of The Wiz that starred Diana Ross and Michael Jackson debuted in New York City this week in 1978. The movie Stardust that starred David Essex premiered in London, England this week in 1974. In 1980, Paul Kantner from Jefferson Airplane suffered a brain hemorrhage. Fortunately, he recovered. The Beatles were awarded the Members of the British Empire medals by Queen Elizabeth this week in 1965. In 1962, Mary Wells headlined the very first Motor Town Review, along with Martha and the Vandellas, the Marvelettes, the Contours, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and more, and it began the tour in Washington, D.C. Bob Dylan signed his first recording contract with Columbia Records this week in 1961. Wayne Newton became the first inductee into the Las Vegas Walk of Stars in 2004. Bill Haley performed at the first German rock concert in West Berlin in 1958 this week, and during that show, 20 policemen were injured and one permanently blinded as teens from East and West Berlin got into a skirmish. Sonny married Cher in 1964 this week. In fact, Cher performed the ceremony herself. They didn't legally get married until 1969. The Rolling Stones made their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show in 64 this week. Ed Sullivan promised they would never appear again, but they did several times. Paul Peterson sang My Dad on an episode of The Donna Reed Show this week in 1962. Liverpool record store owner Brian Epstein received a request for a song called My Bonnie by a group called The Beatles, and he decided to check them out, and he later, of course, became their manager. It all started this week in 1961. Buddy Holly, along with his then-partner Bob Montgomery, opened for Marty Robbins in concert in Lubbock, Texas this week in 1955. Ricky Nelson met Elvis Presley after Ricky's Los Angeles concert this week in 1957. Filming began on the Buddy Holly Story movie this week in 1977. Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr. was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1996. And the rock and roll movie Rock and Roll Review with the Clovers, Ruth Brown, Big Joe Turner, and others opened this week in 1955. In the studio, Neil Sedaka recorded Calendar Girl in 1960. James Brown cut a live album at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York in 62. Benny King recorded Stand By Me and Spanish Harlem this week in 1960. The original One Night by Elvis Presley was recorded this week in 1955 by Smiley Lewis with the title One Night of Sin. The Four Lads recorded Put a Light in the Window this week in 1957, and also in 57, Bobby Helms cut Jingle Bell Rock. Birthdays: Charles Fox, from who sang The Mockingbird, you know, with the sister Inez. He was born this week in 1939. Songwriter Ellie Greenwich, born this week in 1939 as well. She co-wrote songs such as The Chapel of Love, The Do-Ron-Ron, Hanky Panky, and so many others. J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, was born this week in 1930. Bill Wyman, bassist for the Rolling Stones, turning 80. Santo Farina from Santo and Johnny is 79. Floyd Kramer, born 1933. Bonnie Lou is 80. Ellen Reddy turned 73. Chris Norman, along with Susie Quattro, they were in the group Smokey. He's 64. Jeannie Black is 78. Dick Todd, former singer of the Standells and an original Mouseketeer, he's 72. Wayne Fontana, 69. And Curtis Lee, born this week in 1940. Charlie Daniels is 78. Jim Post from Friend and Lover is 75. Thelma Hopkins, a member of Dawn, 66. Denny Lane from the Moody Blues and later Wings is 70. And Neil Hefti, born this week in 1922. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October 23rd. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.